good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotions with Brother Mark, March the 12th, 2019. It's good to be with you all again this morning. Glad you are enjoying our morning devotions. And it's a pleasure to be able to come to you each and every morning and just share with you what the Lord's placed on my heart for today. At the pastor teachers conference that I attended this weekend, Brother Todd Bryant from down in Northport, Alabama, said one of the things he noticed when I preach is how that sometimes I'll break out in a song. And you know what? I mean, I kind of know why I do that, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. But that is one of the things that happens to me. As a matter of fact, when I was teaching at the mission today, I sang while I was teaching. We was talking about Psalm 19, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and so I sang a little bit about that. I don't know why it is, but it seems like the song lyrics just seem to stick in my head. And sometimes when I'm preaching, a lyric just comes to my mind, and I start singing the lyrics. So this evening, you're watching this in the morning, so yesterday evening, I didn't really know what exactly I was going to share in my devotion. And so got home. Kimberly and I had to make a trip, and we got home in the evening, and it was eating supper, and she fixed me a grilled cheese sandwich, and I was going to eat some vegetable soup, and I was dipping my grilled cheese sandwich down in my vegetable soup, and all of a sudden I noticed I was singing a song that I sang as a teenager at a Christmas cantata. It was called No Room. I sang it when I was a teenager in a Christmas cantata. I know you're saying, I guess that was when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, right? Yeah, you're right. I understand. I'm getting old. But anyway, the lyrics to that song says, rooms for houses, lands, and pleasures. Rooms for things that pass away. But for the things that last forever, there's no room today. Now, I don't know even, I mean, I'm eating a grilled cheese sandwich and eating vegetable soup. Why does that song pop into my head? I really have no clue, but there it was. And so I just began to thinking about that. And it put me in mind of Matthew chapter number 8, when a scribe is telling Jesus, he said, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And what he was really saying is he was calling him master. In other words, when a young man was chosen to be or to learn how to be a rabbi, one of the things that he would do is he would go and he would follow that rabbi, and he would listen to an older gentleman's teaching, and he would become the disciple of that rabbi, and he would follow him wherever he went, and the elder rabbi's teaching would become the younger rabbi's teaching. And so basically he's saying, I'm going to follow your teaching, I'm going to learn from you, and I will go wherever you go. So this scribe is proposing that he wants to be a follower, a disciple of Jesus, one to learn his teachings. And Jesus told that scribe, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Now that's interesting, because he was challenging that man's dedication to him. Then another of his disciples says to Jesus, Lord, suffer me to first go and bury my father. And then in Matthew 8:22, but Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. So what's the thought here in this passage of scripture? The heading in my Bible program, I use a Bible program called eSword. The heading above this passage of scripture says, the cost of following Jesus. What we find is that in life, that those who profess to follow Jesus will often find something to keep them from a wholehearted following of Jesus. What about you today? Do you allow things to come between you and following Jesus? The lyrics to that song, No Room, says, room for houses, lands, and pleasures. So in other words, in our hearts and in our lives, sometimes we have time to take care of things around the house, or to have a job, to have a home and maybe a bigger home, lands, and we tend to be able to find time to do the things that bring us pleasure, to do the things that we want to do. But sometimes we allow all of those things to come between us and following Jesus. Then it says, room for things that pass away. What about those things that you know are going to pass away? Do they keep you from following Jesus? So today I want to encourage you to think about how closely you're following Jesus. And I want to encourage you to follow Him wholeheartedly. I know that there's things which seem important in this world, but there's nothing more important than following Jesus. He gave His life so that you might be forgiven of your sin. He gave His life so that you could have eternal life. He is worthy today of you following Him. So today, Lord, we bow our heads in a word of prayer and we come to You and we thank You that You are worthy of us following You. You died in our place. We should be dedicated to You. I pray that Your Holy Spirit will guide it. Your Holy Spirit will guide us to a wholehearted following of You. Lord, also, if the Holy Spirit convicts us of something in our life that we know or we are allowing to come between us and You, something that we're allowing something of the world to hinder our walk with You, I pray that You will forgive us as we confess whatever that might be. Also, Lord, I pray that we will see the value of the things which bring eternal rewards. Lord, we thank You that it is Your grace and Your mercy which puts us in the place where we can be Your followers. Thank You for calling us out of darkness and into Your marvelous light. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Again, I pray God's blessings upon you today as you follow Him. And until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.